Now the news, I'm Tian Yun. China's top political advisory body has concluded its annual session. The closing meeting approved several resolutions, including that on the work report of the Standing Committee of the 14th CPPCC National Committee. Chairman Wang Huning delivered a speech at the conclusion of the session.
The CPPCC should center our work on the key tasks and arrangements of the CPC Central Committee and the main strategic demands of our country. And we should engage in in-depth consultations and discussions on the issues which bear great realistic significance in China's development and actively offer suggestions.
The 14th Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference National Committee opened its second session on March the 4th, which also marked the beginning of this year's two sessions along with the country's top legislature. Key discussions during this year's political season include new quality productive forces and artificial intelligence. Huang Fei has more.
More than 5,000 proposals have been submitted. This include Chinese modernization, building a modernized industrial system, high-level opening of the economy, as well as rural revitalization. Now, science and technology remains the number one priority in terms of growing the economy. We heard a proposal about building a large pool of high-level team of industrial workers. Now, a new category this year worth noting was environmental and resources. President Xi Jinping has said many times that Chinese modernization must be a harmony between man and nature.
Data shows China-Europe freight train services recorded solid expansion in January and February. China's railway operator said the number of such train trips reached over 2,900 in the first 2 months of this year, up 9% year-on-year. Goods transported via the freight train services during this period went up 10% from a year earlier. By the end of February, the train services had expanded to cover 219 cities across 25 European countries. The port city of Dalian in northeast China has resumed international cruise shipping. A cruise ship operated by the Holland America Line docked in the city on Sunday. This is the first international cruise ship to visit northeast China since the country fully resumed such services in September 2023. There are more than 2,000 tourists and staff members aboard the ship hailing from 47 countries and regions. The cruise ship is scheduled to reach Tianjin on Monday as it continues its cruise around the world. Asif Ali Zardari has taken oath as the 14th president of Pakistan. A ceremony was held at the president's house on Sunday. Zardari won the presidential election with 411 votes from the electoral colleges. This is 68-year-old Zardari's second term as president after he served as the country's 11th president from 2008 to 2013. A new research shows that the major earthquakes that rocked central Japan on January the 1st has caused liquefaction in more places than the 1995 Great Hanshin earthquake. More than 1,700 spots in several prefectures experienced soil liquefaction, a phenomenon that turns solid ground into a liquid-like state. Using materials such as satellite images and damage reports in on-the-ground surveys, the ongoing research in Japan is the first study on the full scope of the phenomenon triggered by the 2024 Noto Peninsula earthquake. The U.S. Department of Justice has launched a criminal investigation into the Boeing jetliner blowout that left a gaping hole on an Alaska Airlines plane this January. The Wall Street Journal reports that investigators have contacted some passengers and crew, including pilots and flight attendants, who were on the January the 5th flight. The Boeing plane used by Alaska Airlines suffered the blowout 7 minutes after takeoff from Portland, Oregon, forcing the pilots to make an emergency landing. Mercedes-Benz Group China and BMW Brilliance Automotive have registered a new joint venture in Beijing to help operate their supercharging network in the Chinese market. By the end of 2026, the new joint venture would have set up at least 1,000 supercharging stations across China. The first batch of such stations is expected to be operational in some Chinese cities this year. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.